When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is no reason for you to believe in whimsical dimensions just a wish away. What about the original form of dimensional travel? Reading. Read a book today, but stay away from the multiverse or I'll drive you insane through dream fasting. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is all you need to know. About 2 years and 2 months or so ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, it's being taken over by the Dark Lord, who has imprisoned me and my co-hosts in the prison town of Hogsface and forcing us to continue to record this podcast in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, which is now reopened in the town of Hogsface in the land of Foon. That was a real emotional roller coaster of an introduction, I feel like. Just to react to what I've just said, I'd like to introduce my co-captive and co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
177, 178, 179, 180, 181.
What's this? What are you doing, Chunt?
I just blinked 181 times.
Very quickly. Why?
I'm doing some dark magic. Remember when I learned dark magic?
That's right.
Yeah, when we thought Isidore was gone, and I went to Ruffled Feather to learn some dark magic.
Yeah, that really rough bar on the outskirts of town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I learned some magic, some dark magic, and one of the spells was to blink 181 times.
Blink not yet another time, for yet one more blink. That 182nd blink would be thine undoing. I would crush thee as the very stones from a stone storm crush the small people of Terrafane.
I'm also joined by my other co-captive and co-host, Usidore.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fingyalk.
Fingyalk.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstangis.
Hoogstangis.
And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
World Star.
And friends, trust you not want me to speak yet one moment further, for if I were to reveal yet another one of my names, that very name may sneak upon thee in the middle of the night and cut thine throat from ear to ear.
Yeah, I heard that if you blink 182 times, that you fall asleep, and when you wake up, you're in like your mid to late 90s.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yay.
And you wake up and you're like, damn it, like, what's my age again? Like, you don't even know your age at all.
Blink not that 182nd time.
Oh, I won't.
Why would you do that? Like, why try to do that?
Nostalgia.
Something I want to talk about is, Chunt, Usidore is still being forced to take that potion that's making him super low energy. I wish he could bring that energy up.
Oh, fear not, Arnold, for I need no potion to stop me, for I have found a way to access mine former glorious self.
Oh, so do it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Usidore, do the thing you can do so that you can have your old energy back.
No, yeah, get back to it.
No, I'm...
Yeah,
no,
stop
I'm,
being so, like, really low energy like you're being right now.
You're so maudlin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're just, like, barely talking.
I feel like my old self. I feel sort of like I'm...
See, even now you sound down in the dumps.
Happening and up and...
You're like a sleepy baby.
What a sweet little baby.
Oh, poor little baby Usidore.
Usidore's them sleepy babies.
Well, now that you mention it, I suppose I could take a quick nap.
Oh.
Arnie, you didn't even ask me what the spell was for.
What was the spell for?
It's so that I can maybe cajole my guards, Pip and Dolores, into, I'm not going to tip my hat too much, but I want to try and persuade them to allow me to do something.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's right. So the Dark Lord is forcing us to do this podcast, but at the same time, we're going to try to turn the tables on him, and I don't know what yet, but we're definitely...
We got something cooking.
We're
there's
cooking
something
on
cooking.
Some things. We don't have an end cooking. Game or a short game, but we're definitely going to do something.
It is true. I have many plans in place that are coming to fruition even now. For though I have been denied access to the out-of-doors and that light that doth give me great power by the Baron Ragoon, I am the master of light and shadow. In mine own cell there be darkness in plenty. And I have accessed it to become the former glorious Usador that everyone loves!
Wow, when are you going to do that?
I'm doing it right now. I'm already back to normal. I'm normal.
I can't tell. Is he asleep?
I am asleep, but my eyes are open and I'm talking.
Arnie, while he's asleep...
Yes.
I just want to let you know, it's all right to tell me what you think about me, okay?
Okay.
I won't try and, you know... I won't try and argue or hold that against you.
Okay.
Just tell me what you think. What do you think about me?
What do I think about you?
Yes, I get mixed messages from you. You know, sometimes, you know, you leave me roses by the stairs and I'm like, oh, surprises, let me know he cares.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you know, you call me names or you're just kind of like, you know, dismissive of me. You don't even ask why I'm using, you know, dark magic.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. I can't go down this path.
All right. If you don't want to take the long way, then... Then I'll take the short way and I'll say that let's be nice to each other.
Yeah.
Great.
You're a good friend.
And
post
together.
Guards at the door.
Who's that?
All guards, post them at the door. Make sure that the entrance is sufficiently covered. Thank you. Orcs on the outside, goblins on. No, you know what? Switch it. Orcs on the inside, goblins on the outside. And one bridge, two bridge. All right, I'm going to go back. Nobody get mad. Don't get mad at me. Goblins on the outside, orcs on the inside, two bridge trolls 15 paces away from the goblins.
Arnold Trent, listen very quickly.
It's Ernie.
I must pretend to be the weakened Usador. I'll be weak and tired as this
no,
enemy.
Yeah, but do it now.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm going
into
to do it.
Yeah, slip into it.
I just did. And this enemy of ours, this minion of the Dark Lord, I must pretend about him to be his.
Oh, so one of the Dark Lord's minions is coming into the tavern?
He did it just announce it.
A Talonthwine. I will have one Talonthwine in a very, very large glass. What's the largest glass you have? Yes, hollow that out, and then throw it away, and then make a much larger glass, and then fill it with that wine, and then have it sent to that table over there with the sedentary gentleman, the wizardy fellow, and the, I'm going to say badger, but it might be a large weasel.
Damn, this guy knows what he wants.
Which one am I?
The weasel.
Hello. Is this fourth seat taken here at this table?
No, please sit with us for a while. We are glad to have your company here at the table.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Wink.
Hi, I'm Arnie Niekamp. I host this podcast here in the tavern.
Oh, I know exactly who you are.
Oh, wow. Well.
On Noro Niekampus.
What's that?
On Noro, I'm assuming that your name, both of them, are shortened versions of a much longer, grander name. So I assumed that it was for On Noro Niekampus.
It's Arnold.
Say that one more time.
It's Arnold.
With a D at the end?
Yes. And then after that, it's Arnie.
I like the way he says it.
Arnoldo?
Yeah.
I like that one. I said Arnuro, but I like Arno. What did you say?
I don't know.
Arturo.
Arturo. My name is...
You're the Arnie person.
I am the Arnie person.
And that person there is not a person, but a badger. Or a shapeshifter, I should say, in a badger's form.
Well, he's a shapeshifter, but let's just mostly talk about how he's a badger.
Chunt?
Yes, yep, that's me, Chunt.
And then, yes, here,
Yes. Yes, I am Usador, Wizard of the Twelfth Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow.
Oh, it does my dark heart such good to see the blue wizard so diminished. It's fun. I like it, and I'm going to celebrate it. It's not a popular stance, but it's one that I totally stand behind.
And who are you?
Ah, of course. Very impolite of me to make such introductions of myself and not introduce myself. My name is Dripfang Le Despare, and I am the Chef Inquisitor of the Dark Lord.
The Chief Inquisitor?
No, the Chef Inquisitor.
The Chef Inquisitor?
Yes, the Chef Inquisitor. I said it. I'm saying that right, correct? Chef Inquisitor?
Chef Inquisitor.
My tongue is not accustomed to the dialect of Hog's Face.
We are honored to have you here. Everyone, please stand up.
Yes. Stand up. Yes. Have we not told you about the Chef Inquisitor?
No.
In Foon, if you open any sort of tavern or restaurant or anything, the Chef Inquisitor can come through and he can make your kitchen a nightmare.
What?
Yes, I was studied under the tutelage of Jordan Ramzabs.
Jordan Ramzabs?
Jordan Ramzabs. And he was most brutish in his manner. He bandied about such barbarous words and beat the shit out of people.
He'd yell at kids.
Oh, he didn't care. He yelled
shut
at the...
Shut it down.
Yes, he'd shut everything down. That was his main thing, was to walk around and go, "This is stupid! Shut it all down!" And then we'd have to.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but I am the Chef Inquisitor of the Dark Lord. I've taken that Ramzesius' name, and I've thrown it into the darkness as well. And now I am that Chef Inquisitor. I was supposed to be Chief Inquisitor. That was, in fact, a typo.
Oh.
For I did attain that rank through various dark magics, dark arts, wicked deeds, terrible, terrible feats of awfulness.
Shame on you.
Thank you.
What are three of these awful feats?
Oh, three awful feats. This is my favorite game to play. Me and the rest of the necromancers and various dark wizards to sit around and name the three things that we did to earn our titles. Ah, the first was that I did cast a spell that did turn an entire orphanage worth of orphans into live pythons.
Oh,
one.
That's one. And then the second one, I'm going in descending order. So that was the third, like, I consider
that. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Three.
That
three.
Was it. So thank three. You. Thank you. It's descending order. Number two.
Three.
I did take, I took.
Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. Since it was because of the python, should we do serpentine order? Maybe start with two, go to three, go back to two, and go to one?
Okay, so yes. I already said the third one. So okay, you want sorry, me to say sorry. The second one, okay. And then the third one again, and yes. Then the first one?
Sure, yes.
Son of a bitch. All right. So the second one, I took a compendium of healing potions. The ingredients there are written within. Ah, Usador, your eyes light up.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. A healing potion. Some good deeds could be done with these wonderful elixirs. Yeah.
Yes, this was...
Don't let his lit up eyes fool you. He's terribly weak.
Oh, so weak.
Yes. Wink. For a moment, you seemed strong and vital, but now you seem weak again.
Oh, do I? I'm just a tired old man.
That's the sound tired old men make.
That's right.
So this potion book I did take, and I did show it to sick people in a particular village just outside of Skur. And then I took it and I lit it on fire in front of them, and I threw it down a well. And the well was filled with oil, and it burned down the rest of the town.
Oh, no, that escalated quickly.
Yes, I killed a whole bunch of
people.
I'm going to take a strong stance here. And say that was rude.
Thank you. Number three, again, took an entire orphanage full of orphans, and I cast a spell, and they all turned into pythons. Oh, and then they ate each other.
Three.
They ate each other.
Wow.
I left that part out.
Three
yes.
and a half.
Three,
yeah. But that's on them.
I didn't tell them to
that's
do that.
On them.
That isn't get, that's
on
thank
them.
You for recognizing I, that. They no. had some agency within this.
That's true. Normal pythons don't eat each other.
I know.
No.
That's
you
not
know
a,
what?
That's not a thing.
You know who's to blame for that?
Who?
It's the kid brains. It's the kid brains inside those pythons.
Yes. Once you put a child's brain within a wild animal, there's no telling how they'll act. Okay. Their first act is normally to cannibalize one another.
You didn't change the brains? You left the regular
brains? I left the
brains.
Kid brains
oh.
in
oh
the pythons. I told you it was a feat of awfulness.
Terrible.
I did a terrible, bad thing.
A python with a kid brain. I'm trying to picture that, and it's gruesome. So much kid brain python death.
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 So much kid brain python death. Python death. Death, death, death. Oh, we all stopped singing, and now I feel foolish. All right. And the number one awful task that I did to attain my rank, I faced my father, a necromancer, in one-on-one singular combat.
Oh.
Great was he was in his power.
One-on-one singular combat.
Yes, it's different from just one-on-one. Mm-hmm. It was just us two in an empty room.
Yeah.
And we did cast spells against one another. And we did fight most magically with terrible deeds, wicked words.
And what did B befall thine father?
I brought up a past failing of his, and he blew his brains out with a magic wand.
Oh.
His adult brains?
Yes, his adult brains. Oh, no, his kid brains had long been given to a small toad.
Yes,
we do charitable works within the realms of the Dark Lord.
So your father is dead, but somewhere out there there's a toad with his kid brain.
With his kid brain, yes.
Yes,
so,
Arnold, we never asked you, what did you do with your child brain?
What did I do with my child brain?
Yes,
well, I still have it, thank you very much.
Well, no, once you outgrew it and replaced it with your adult brain,
you shed
did you
it.
Do with the smaller one?
You shed your child brain, and from it grows a much larger adult brain
with
more room for knowledge.
Well, from my world, you have your kid brain, and then your adult brain grows around your kid brain.
This world you speak of is primary.
Oh, wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
One.
That was the serpentine Eris. Thank you for recognizing that. Earth is the place that you were from, yes? That's correct? Yes, excellent. You know, my employer, my current master, the Dark Lord, long may he reign forever in Foon, in the glorious horror that he has rained down upon all.
Sure.
Is wonderfully interested in this place called Earth. And chief in it is how one such as you gained such talents to wander between realms, to take yourself from the realm of that king of burgers, and then bring yourself to Foon. Albeit you brought yourself to a most...
He's speaking in tongues. Either we're all going to die or we're going to have a delicious meal.
Sorry.
I hope it's second.
Oh, deviled eggs.
Yes. I did produce some deviled eggs when I did go into that trance just now.
Also, this is delicious.
Yes. I used just a bit of red pepper and paprika on within it. Yes.
Delicious.
Enjoy. Please, Arnold, I would have you sup on this primary. Allow me to double the amount of deviled eggs in front of you. Poofed.
Oh, wow. So I get twice as much deviled eggs as everybody else?
Yes. Eat.
That's how math works.
That seems unfair, but also I'll eat them.
I never taught you the doubling spell poofed.
No.
Yes, P-O-O-O-F-T.
Oh, that seems
that's
so
the,
easy.
You know, sometimes where I'm like, hey, get over here, on the poofed. That means double. That's in Foon. You say poofed, and it's a doubling spell.
It's one of the easier ones. I'll teach it to you someday when I get my power back, but I'm just a weak old man.
Arnie, don't be rude. Dripfang cooked for you. Cook something for him. Sear him some scallops. See how he likes them.
What's this?
Sear him some scallops.
How do I do that?
You don't know how to sear scallops?
Which one are scallops?
What do you cook when you're at home alone?
What do I cook when I'm at home alone?
You're just repeating our questions.
I'm just repeating your questions.
He has a child brain. I swear to God, he has a child. Arnie, okay. Here, this brings us to a segment we're going to introduce today called Guest Lists, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a simple list of things, and you're going to tell me what they all have in common.
Okay.
Dripfang, you can be a judge for this.
I would love that.
Tiny horses.
Mm-hmm.
Ants.
Yes.
Your brain.
My brain.
I'm listing all the...
things you said.
I'm listing all the small things.
Arnold, they're always going to be the things he said.
Yes.
No matter what list it is.
Brilliant of me.
Is it?
Isn't it, though?
I don't know.
Perhaps he wasn't able to answer the question because he has not yet taken off his pants and jacket.
Yeah, take off your pants and jacket.
You seem, it's very hot within the Vermilion Minotaur right now. Which is what I was saying. You came from Earth to the Vermilion Minotaur of all places in Foon to travel to.
Yes.
The glorious places that are going to be made so horrible by the Dark Lord. He's going to take everything you love and make it so, so bad. And I can't wait. But he's so interested in this place that you traveled from and how you gained the mystical knowledge to come here to Foon.
Well, you know, I don't like to talk about Earth stuff, but...
Who does? It sounds terrible, but the Dark Lord is interested, and here I am, Chef Inquisitor, and it's my job.
Well, Dripfang, can I ask what happens to me after the Dark Lord gets this precious information out of my child brain of how to travel between Earth and Foon?
Do you ever answer a question without asking a question?
Is that an Earth thing? Goblin! From outside! Tell an orc inside to come over here and stenograph what Arnevius?
It's Arnie.
Bring Arnarnar over here.
But he also sometimes goes by Carnival. Carnival Wilson.
Carnival
Wilson. A carnival barker.
No, that's a secret name.
Like a carnival barker.
It's a secret name. If people said it, then the whole town could be destroyed.
I don't know about that.
I'm sorry, I was looking away. What were you just saying just now that was a secret that might have had the whole town destroyed, which would be super fun for me?
Oh, it was a joke.
I hate jokes.
Oh. Bring the stenographer orc over.
Good. Now, stand here.
Guys. Oh, I'm sorry, Dripfang. Would you mind go talking about that stenographer a little for just a second? We just have some...
You want me to talk about the stenographer? Oh, sure. His name is Grakrak.
Oh, Grakrak.
He's an orc of the Rock tribe. Uh-huh. He's working his way up the rankings in order to become general of their...
How far is stenographer from general?
Pretty far.
Yeah.
But with his personal journey, it's very impressive.
Oh, wow.
He has a learning disability.
Oh.
Because at a young age, he was hit in the head with an axe.
Oh. So you would think if you've got a learning disability, it would maybe be easier to be a general than a stenographer.
You would think that because mostly with orc tactics, it's run directly at the thing you want to kill and soak up enough of their arrows, swords, magics, spears, or whatever they're using to kill grand amounts of you until you overwhelm it and then destroy it. But I don't make the rules for orcs. So that's his personal journey.
Oh, wow. Would you mind going and telling that to him?
Oh, yes, I would love to.
Yeah. guys.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever told you this before.
And yes.
I don't really know how I got here. Like, I know the series of things that I did before I got here, but I don't know how I got here.
Have you said like 110 times that you fell into a dimensional rift behind a Burger King?
Yeah.
You had to hit you in the head as a child.
You think we thought you knew what you were doing?
Yeah.
That's not what we thought.
Look, guys, I know you think that I'm a really talented transdimensional traveler.
No.
I'm just a dude that was behind a fast food restaurant.
We never thought that.
Oh, okay.
Ex-Rakia!
He said something I didn't like, so I said a spell and he blew up.
No.
Oh.
Wow. He was an orc, so I can get behind that.
Yes, and I have so many more.
Bring another stenographer orc!
So he's going to write down any secrets of Earth that you were saying. So Chunt here was asking if that asking a thing where you answer a thing while you're asking a question is an Earth trait. Is that an Earth trait? Will that help the Dark Lord invade your realm and destroy it like he's destroying food?
What would the Dark Lord do with that information?
He would use it to unlock the passage between this realm and your realm, and then he would go into Earth and just obliterate it.
Oh, boy.
Wait, did you really kill Grakrak?
I blew him up. I blew up Grakrak. I have that power. I'm part necromancer.
Is there any way we can bring Grakrak back?
I'm a necromancer. If you want me to bring Grakrak back, he can back it all the way up.
Oh, that's awful. Please don't do that.
Whiz, whiz!
We're bringing Grakrak back. Yeah.
Those other orcs, they don't know how to act. They're so rowdy. Well, here he is. He's back, and he's in pieces.
Oh, Grakrak.
And now he's wandering about the Vermilion Mist. That's funny. Anyway, I'm going to kill him again.
Brangus!
And now he's blown up again and in six different pieces.
Well, the second time it seemed like a kindness.
Well, yes, that was mercy, and I don't like giving mercy, but I do like killing things because I'm a horrible, horrible, horrible being.
Well, sometimes you have to do something you don't like in order to do something you like.
I agree. We are mortal, and can I say this?
Yeah.
Can I say this? I know of your work.
I'm aware
of your work, and I detest you to your core.
I feel the same about
you. I feel the same exact way about you, Usador. And I agree, though, in that way, that sometimes you have to do something you don't want to do to accomplish something you want to do, like this. I hate Hogsface.
Nope.
I hate being in this stupid backwater hick bumblefuck place.
It's a beautiful town.
It's awful. I hate every minute that I'm sitting in it, that I'm standing in it, that I'm lying down in it.
Great food scene.
I hate the food here. As a chef inquisitor, it's all just slop and piffle.
How dare you.
That's why I brought my own food, and I make it appear and then double it by saying, poofed, look, more deviled eggs.
Oh. Yes. Well, we do agree about the food. The food here is terrible, but I have enjoyed these deviled eggs so far.
It's just all spiced potatoes and falling down on each other. It's terrible.
I do wish tear the Dripfang that I was my former self so that I could cast some spell at thee and that we may engage in some great wizard battle and that I may destroy thee outright. Oh, but sadly I'm just a weak old man who's biding his time.
That's adorable that you would have that outburst and think that you could possibly match me in your state. Even as just a half a necromancer, I could destroy you in any way possible.
Okay.
Are we all laughing evilly?
Oh, I'm poofed over. Doubled over.
Also, every time we said poofed, the deviled eggs doubled, so now we have approximately 800 deviled eggs in front of us.
Mm. Well, we got these deviled eggs aren't going to eat themselves. Yes. Hey, you know what? Let's take a quick break. Let's sort of dig into some of these deviled eggs. Maybe get some drinks to go along with it.
Yes.
And maybe sear some scallops?
However that happens. Look, Chunt, I don't understand all the Foon things yet.
Bring over more talent wine. And kill Zap Zap.
Oh, Zap Zap.
I just don't like Zap Zap.
That's the only orc I ever liked.
Yep, he's gone.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
God, you guys have been knowingly laughing for the last several minutes. And our sponsor breaks have been getting longer and longer, so you guys have been doing this for a long time.
Yum, 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 yum. You are.
That was good.
Well, Dripfang, I've got to say, you're clearly evil, and you work for the Dark Lord, who I'm not a fan of. But Understood. These deviled eggs are delicious.
Thank you. I spend a lot of time on my culinary arts themselves, making sure that everything that I produce as Chef Inquisitor is up to the standards that I was born underneath. For I was born of a necromancer and eight cobras underneath a Michelin
What's
star.
What's this now?
Hmm? What's that?
Huh? You were born of a necromancer?
A necromancer.
And eight cobras?
And my mother...
One Michelin star or three Michelin stars?
Three Michelin stars.
Wow,
yes.
Arnie, this guy's no joke. Mm.
I believe it.
Oh, I was born neath three Michelin stars to eight cobras and
his
a necromancer.
His mother was eight cobras.
Your mother was eight cobras?
My mother was eight individual cobras.
How?
Oh, great. I can tell you this. I love talking about my conception story.
Who doesn't?
My father, as you all remember, I made my father commit suicide.
Yes,
oh, yes, yeah.
Yes. Like one of the highlights of my life,
sure,
if not the
sure.
best thing I've ever done.
Despicable.
Thank you. My father took his wand and drew it. He waved it above these eight female cobras.
Wand.
What?
Euphemism?
No. Actual wand.
Oh, okay. Good.
Not his phallus.
Oh, okay.
No, he used that later to have sex with someone else. But he waved it over these eight cobras, and in the magic that he imparted them, they all barfed out different vapors. And those vapors swirled and formed, and that was me.
Huh.
And then he had sex with a lady that the eight cobras knew, and that was a big thing in our family. They didn't like what Dad did because it was just so soon after the eight cobras gave birth to me.
Yeah.
The holidays were just a nightmare.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a bit of a personal question?
I would love that.
At school, and this may be a sore subject, at school, did the kids ever call you Vapor Barf?
That brings me right back to primary school.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. All day long. Vapor bath, vapor bath, vapor bath. Non-stop all day long. Which is why the first thing I did when I attained my full powers was return to the school that I attended, turned it into a giant eagle, and then had it stepped on by a much, much larger eagle that I had also conjured. The eagle, the large eagle, in fact, was also made of snakes as a tribute to my mother.
You know what? Revenge is always best when it's really ironically appropriate.
I think so, yes, absolutely.
And you're just like, you guys made fun of me, I'm going to turn you into an eagle and have a bigger eagle step on you.
I didn't kill the kids who went there. I filled it with the people who were then adults that I went to school with, and I crushed them.
Oh, wow.
Yes, many of whom were the parents of the children who did attend that school. They became the orphans that I turned into pythons that all then ate each other.
Hey, Arnie, yeah. Usador. Yes, under the table.
Okay, sure. I'm going to bring my mic.
Guys, I think I'm onto this guy. Cobras, pythons.
Where's everybody under the table?
I think this guy's just like 100 tiny snakes in a skin suit.
What?
No.
Oh, really? He's just a guy commanding a bunch of snakes?
I don't know.
I think he's a cobra commander.
I'm gonna say that's pretty dope.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to fuck with a guy that's just a lot of snakes.
Me neither. I've always hated this guy. I've had an eye on him for a while.
Sure.
I figured eventually we'd face off and I would destroy him with all my great wizardly power.
Grink!
Prowess.
Grink! Fight to the death! Fight to the death for my amusement.
He's making them fight to the death for his own amusement.
Well, look, if he's really a bunch of snakes, is there a way we can find out? Because knowing is half the battle.
Yes, let's go up there and find out.
Okay.
Gee, I know that you said you were a chef inquisitor.
Yes.
But do you feel like you're cold right now? Do you feel like you can maybe sense the temperature in your room when you put out your tongue?
Often I taste the temperature of the room with my tongue, as I do. Yes. Often I go around the room and I check for other snakes. I go on a serpent tour of the room that I'm in to make sure that other half snakes or other full snakes are around and they are part of my kind and kith, for I am, in fact, half of them. Yes, indeed.
Yes. And you've already mentioned that you love to destroy a lot of things. Destroy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a bit of a reach. But all right.
You've got a lot of other things to offer.
I'm so weak.
It's fine. I understand. It's totally. I'm very tired from going around to the different birds' nests with it outside of Hog's Face and making sure all the eggs were taken so I could
Got those deviled eggs.
Right. Mm. So I really left a barren nest around everywhere that I went. Yes. I was followed by a hurricane, so I walked the whole time under a storm shadow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I dig it.
Wow. Usador. I can't figure anything out. I'm coming up snake eyes here.
Alley Viper.
I know what we have to do. We have to sweep the legs.
Quick kick.
What? Wait, what?
We have to sweep his legs.
I think Chun's confused, but that's all right.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Who kicked me? I kicked his leg and three snakes came out.
My snakes! No!
Leg snakes!
Oh, you've discovered my secret. I'm 1,000 snakes inside of a skin suit.
1,000!
I was way off, guys.
That's a lot more snakes. But guys, the good news is, they're probably all pretty small snakes.
Well, that's a good point.
Like, they're pretty tiny snakes.
Are they all small snakes?
Yes. They're varying sizes. I don't know what they get up to while they're in there.
Oh, okay.
I don't ask and they don't tell, and that's fine. But Arnie's going to give me the secrets so that we can invade Earth. Eat. And the larger you grow, the more life essence will be inside you. And the more life essence there is, then when we destroy you, the life essence will give us the secrets of Earth.
They are good deviled eggs.
What? These are great deviled eggs. I spent so much time on them. I had these certified by James the Beard as some of the best deviled eggs in all of Foon.
These are James the Beard Award winning deviled eggs.
James the Beard, the sentient beard who grades foods.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Does he have to wear like a hairnet?
Yes, he does. He's very strict about health code violations.
Sure.
Which this place is not.
Wait, guys. I feel like we just blew past. Didn't he pretty much tell us his entire plan?
Yeah.
Oopsie. This talent wine is very strong.
So you're filling me up with food so that I have more life essence?
The larger you are, the more life essence. Okay, all right, back me up, Foonanites. I right? Gang, ladies, we all know what we're talking about here.
Yes.
The larger you are, the more life essence you have, therefore, the more that is collected when you die, and then your collective knowledge is added to a pool of other knowledges.
Duh-duh.
Thank you.
Wait, guys. Is it Foonanites or is it Foonians?
Well, Both are acceptable, but funyuns are more like if you're high, if you're like if you're having fun, you're you know hungry late at night. Funyuns is like the proper term.
Sergeant Slaughter.
But seriously, Refrigerator Perry.
I don't know.
Tomax and Zaymot. Give me your life essence.
Guys, why do we have so many extra words around these things?
Give me your life. Every word that I spoke is a spell to vex you on Arnie. Say it again.
Yeah, it's Arnie. It's Arnie. Right. You got it.
I did say every word I've said is a spell to lock you in so that you may chuckles a lesser known word from that spell. Every part of it will now wind into your brain.
Like a snake?
Like a snake.
Oh, no. Am I going to have brain snakes? Guys, we got to keep these brain snakes away from my child brain.
Arnold, hear my voice inside your very brain. Snake. I'm speaking only to you right now.
Hear my voice inside your brain. It's right next to Usador's voice inside your brain. Hey, Usador, hey, how are you?
I didn't know you were speaking directly into his brain.
I was speaking... Oh, no, I was out loud, but also directly into his brain.
Fuck, I don't want Arnie to have child brain snakes. CBS is the worst.
I mean, CBS has some stuff going
for. No, it's the worst. I can't believe this is reality.
So if I get child brain snakes and if they can access every part of my brain, it'll be CBS All Access, which is really the worst. Deep cuts.
Arnie, I think of you as a big brother, but I don't know if you can come back from CBS.
Give me your secret. Give all the secrets of Earth to me and then die and let me collect your life.
Don't give him the secrets. You're a survivor.
You're going to get by, boy. Eat more deviled eggs.
Expand.
I feel like such a jag.
Think of your friends around this table. These 2.5 men that are here at this table with you every week.
Yeah, you're right.
Arnie, you're a survivor. Please, get through this.
Make it.
We already did that one.
Make this knowledge explode. Give me the blueprint to something. Give me a Big Bang Theory.
Arnie, if you die, think of your wife, think of your child. There'd be 2 broke girls.
Yeah.
Arnold, give him 1 secret about Earth.
God, I hope my grandfather's listening to this episode. He's gonna love it.
CBS cares. But not about you, Arnold. 1 secret. Give it to me.
1 secret?
Yes.
I can't stop, Usador. I can't stop. I feel a secret coming. When I was a child in school, there was another kid who had a whole stack of A-Team trading cards that was his prized possession, and I took them.
Yeah. What?
And he was really sad about
stop.
It, and I lied
right.
about
I'm
it.
I'm outside of your brain.
I feel guilty about it to
I'm
this
outside
day.
Of your brain now. That's the secret you chose to told me.
I didn't choose it. The snake found it.
Wait a minute. Which snake did I send in? Ernesto! This is...
It's Ernie.
It's... How dare you? Ernie, I sent in the snake that goes in for bullshit childhood memories that have no consequence whatsoever! I have to put him back in my pancreas now and figure out another way to get secrets out of you. And I will, Arnie. And they won't be A-team related, whatever B-A that is.
Wait, you're not going to kill Arnie, are you?
Oh, no. Unfortunately, the Dark Lord requires Arnie to live, to grow, to expand, to have more life essence within him, so that more secrets may escape him when the time is right and we decide to destroy this infernal place.
So you're saying that one way that I can foil the Dark Lord is to lose some weight?
Don't do that.
I'm going to say yes.
You know what?
For your own sake.
I'm going to do it. And I'm also going to say I love my body.
Destroy all!
I love myself.
Destroy all cardio equipment in Hog's Face! These rubes can't have a lot of it, but anything that looks elliptical in nature!
There's cardio equipment?
Yes, there's that tread machine in the mill.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the tread machine in the middle that you run on to simulate actually going outside and doing something.
Oh.
My Nordic track.
I'm sorry, you have a Nordic trek?
Yes,
well,
of course.
Has that path he takes to the ice tundra?
Yes, of course, yes. Well known it is to us. We have a lot more in common than I thought. I hate you so much.
I hate you too.
I have my bow flex with me. It's the bow and arrow that
It's like an elfin exercise, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yes. It's very good for the muscles that mostly are within elves, but I have a couple in me just because I took them.
You know what? I'm going to keep doing this podcast, and I'm going to start losing a little bit of weight.
No.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're going to be the biggest loser.
Well, Drip Fang, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. You didn't have a choice.
Yeah, it's true. So what happens to you now? Are you hanging out in Hogsmeade for a while, or do you have to report back to the Dark Lord and tell him that you So far, you've kind of failed as Chef Inquisitor.
I must stay in Hog's Face and coordinate efforts, as there are pockets of resistance that have risen up against the Dark Lord. I'm perfectly fine with the way he runs things. I hope everything is eventually just fire and snakes, but apparently a lot of other people don't like that. So I will be coordinating several efforts to root out those who are in secret here in Hog's Face, plotting against he who I serve above all else, and then just, you know, kind of just trying to have some me time, get to know the now 997 snakes that are inside of me. The three that got out, I cannot find.
Oh, no. So they're just parts of you around here?
There's three snakes of me around here.
You said you were vapor barf. Are they vapor snakes or are they solid snakes?
They're solid snakes now. Yes, they are. Absolutely. They're solid snakes, and eventually they'll try to find, like, a liquid ocelot to be friends with.
My grandfather's interest in this episode has gone downhill fast.
I like the silverware in the Vermilion Middle Tour. This Metal Gear, solid.
Mm. Ice cream soldier.
I have some emails. If you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one we've gotten recently. Hey, quit stealing my Wi-Fi, you schmuck. Sincerely, BK Maybe.
Is that a question for us?
Yeah. You know what? The Wi-Fi I've been doing is BK Maybe? And I thought that meant it was from the Burger King.
Ooh, Earth info.
Get a stenographer!
But maybe it's from this person, BK Maybe.
Yeah.
No. Maybe.
How do you communicate with this BK Maybe?
Well, they sent me an email to magictavern@puppies.supplies.
That's all wowsy-dowsy. I don't understand a minute of it, but I'm going to write it down and then cross-reference it later.
Well, I'd like to say before you go, Dripfang, that I loathe you. I think you're despicable.
Thank you.
And everything you do is beneath contempt.
And I would like to return those exact sentiments to you, Usador. I've followed your career. Oh. I know your work. I hate literally every minute of it. Oh. I hope that befalls you the worst possible fate anyone could possibly endure, physically, magically, emotionally, romantically, financially. Mm. I hope that you're just dust by the end of all of this. And that is the highest compliment that a half-necromancer, half-eight cobras could give anyone.
I hate you, but I do respect you.
I hate you, but damn it, I respect you.
You know, I have to imagine that the hope of every eight cobras is that their child can someday be more snakes than they are.
That is actually the etching that my mother has above the doorway in her cobra home.
It's a pterodrome.
What did I tell you? Just Chicago actors trying to one-up each other while some talk in an accent I'll call classic fancy. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Watch as his character gathers the strength to remember how to interrupt. Chunt the Badger was played by Adil Rafai, the human equivalent of an all-night Wikipedia deep dive from your damp garden-level efficiency. Dripfang the Chef Inquisitor was played by special guest Kevin Serretta. For years, the Improvised Shakespeare Company of Chicago has taken part in a charitable arrangement where, while shows are occurring, Kevin is allowed to stand on stage, even participating in any listing games on special occasions. See for yourself. The look on Kevin's face when he's permitted to contribute is priceless. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Craig, we've put this off long enough. It's time to find out who created that dimensional portal. I'll be firing up the charting array in the East Wing. You finish up here.
Okay. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com, where you can get a lovely poster with all your favorite characters from the show, or a map of Foon, accuracy not guaranteed. Check that out today. Or visit us on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf.
Whoops, that was the West Wing. I did find this old floating rose, though. Only a few petals left. I'll just throw it in the trash. Did you just hear an anguished cry? No matter.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.